Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
It's the Griswold Cattle Grass to Grid Bull Sale coming up Friday, March 31st, 1 p.m. in Stillwater. 160 bulls to sell, including Angus, Sim-Angus, Maine Angus bulls. For more information, call John Griswold, 405-372-3300, or go to griswoldcattle.com to see the catalog and videos of the bulls being sold. Attend the sale in person or watch and bid on CCI.live. The Griswold Cattle Grass to Grid Bull Sale, Friday, March 31st, Stillwater.
Overlook Farms.
Hello, sir. Do you have a minute to chat about the beef jerky of the month?
A minute? I've got hours.
What?
Because Ingenia Herbicide from BASF has the lowest use rate, I covered more soybean acres more efficiently.
If now's not a good time...
Thanks to Ingenia Herbicide, I've got plenty of time. What flavors you got?
Oh, we've got barbecue, jalapeno...
Ingenia Herbicide is a U.S. EPA-restricted use pesticide. Every application of Ingenia Herbicide requires the use of a pH buffering adjuvant. Additional state restrictions may apply. Always read and follow label directions.
Springtime is always a fun time in Oklahoma. There's abundance of agritourism opportunities across the state, and Oklahomans can take advantage of this during the spring and the summer months, of course. Michaela Halverston is the Agritourism and Farmers Market Coordinator at the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, and she gives us some details about a few fun venues to check out in Oklahoma and what they have to offer.
The first thing I wanted to talk about was our Oklahoma You Pick Tulip Farms. You can go pick your own tulips and create a bouquet to take home. And it's just a really fun experience. It's a fun date experience. It's a fun family experience or a girls trip. So I highly recommend, if you have not been to a You Pick Tulip Farm, to check one of those out. I believe none of them have quite opened yet, but be on the lookout for their Facebook opening hours and when they'll be open for those You Pick appointments.
Aside from You Pick Tulip Farms, Halverson said there's some more You Pick opportunities in the state.
That kind of leads us into our strawberry season, and you can go pick your own strawberries at some of our fruit farms. And that, like I said, those can be found on our website as well. And you can either look for the You Pick category for the strawberry farms, or you can look at our Oklahoma Jelly Making Trails. And this is our trail program where we say you can pick any of your own jelly making ingredients, which is all of our fruit farms in the state. So you can look and search through those for those in any way. Strawberries is the first for spring, and then it leads into blueberries and blackberries, and then later in the summer and fall is peaches.
Another big thing that's coming up for spring and summer months in the state is farmers markets.
We're really gearing up for farmers market season, and if your local farmers market has not opened, it will be opening soon. They'll be kicking off. They kick off March, April, May is really when we start to see all the farmers markets start to open. So a one-stop shop for all of your local produce, fruit, meat, dairy, eggs, all kinds of things. If you're looking a way to support local and buy your food from your neighbors, definitely check out the farmers markets. And a lot of them have a lot of extra fun things going on at the markets as well, whether that's, you know, food trucks or snow cones, different things like that, where you're able to just have a fun day at the market and mingle with the local producers and learning about how their product was grown or raised.
To read more about all of the Oklahoma agritourism opportunities, you can go to oklahomaagritourism.com. You've got farm news on Ron. Are you an Oklahoma Farm Bureau member? A Farm Bureau membership comes with a world of benefits, from discounts on a variety of products and services to supporting our agriculture youth. Most importantly, you can become a part of a grassroots organization that advocates for our family farmers and ranchers. Learn more, or you can become a member today by visiting your County Farm Bureau office, or you can visit us online at okfarmbureau.org, because together we are rural Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.